In this session, we are talking about consent, declaration, and covenant accountability. A Christian wedding must never treat marriage as something forced, hidden, confused, or casually assumed. The bride and groom must freely and knowingly enter marriage. The ceremony should make this clear. That is why consent matters. In many wedding traditions, the officiant asks a question such as, "Do you take this woman to be your wife, and do you take this man to be your husband?" These questions are not meaningless ceremony lines. They publicly confirm that the bride and groom are willingly entering marriage. The answer, "I do" or "I will," matters. It is a public act of consent. Christian marriage is covenant, but covenant is not coercion. A covenant promise must be freely given. It must be truthful. It must be spoken with seriousness. This is especially important for wedding officiants today. Some couples may be under family pressure. Some may be rushing because of pregnancy, immigration concerns, finances, deployment, housing, or family expectations. Some may be emotionally pressured by fear of disappointing others. A Ministry Sciences Aware officiant pays attention. What is the emotional atmosphere? Does either person seem hesitant or controlled? Does one person dominate every answer? Is there fear beneath the surface? Is the couple able to speak honestly? These observations do not make the officiant suspicious of everyone. They make the officiant wise. Consent also connects to declaration. At the end of the vows and rings, the officiant commonly declares that the bride and groom are husband and wife. This declaration is not magic. It is not the officiant creating marriage by personal power. Rather, the officiant publicly recognizes what has just been vowed before God and witnesses, according to the authority given in that ministry and civil setting. That declaration should be spoken with reverence. It should not sound like a performance. It should not make the officiant the center. The declaration serves the covenant. The officiant is saying, in effect, these vows have been publicly made. This covenant has been entered. This bride and groom are now husband and wife. Then comes covenant accountability. Accountability does not mean harsh control. It means that promises matter. It means the bride and groom are not left alone with private feelings. They have made vows before God. They have spoken before witnesses. They have entered a covenant that calls for faithfulness, repentance, forgiveness, endurance, love, and truth. The wedding ceremony should gently teach this. A couple may want a ceremony that feels romantic and beautiful and that is understandable. Beauty matters. But beauty must serve covenant. The flowers, music, clothing, photography, and venue cannot carry the weight of marriage. The vows carry the public promise. God's design gives the meaning. Christ gives the grace. For the one wedding officiant, this means do not skip clear consent language. For the ordained wedding officiant, this means developing a careful practice of meeting with the couple before the ceremony. For the church staff minister, this means honoring church expectations for marriage preparation. For the chaplain, this means being especially attentive in urgent, institutional, military, hospital, elder care, or crisis settings. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this means knowing when coaching is not enough and referral or delay may be needed. Consent protects the dignity of the bride and groom. Declaration protects the public meaning of marriage. Covenant accountability protects the seriousness of vows. A Christian wedding officiant is not merely helping two people have a meaningful day. The officiant is helping one woman and one man enter public covenant life before God. So speak clearly, observe wisely, declare humbly. And remember, the officiant is not the source of marriage. God is. The officiant is a witness, a servant, and a steward of covenant promise.